Goldman's double warning, earnings bubbles, and $100 billion in forced selling risk. Goldman Sachs released two warnings this week that read differently in isolation than they do together. The first, tech faces an earnings bubble, not a valuation bubble. A valuation bubble, the 1999 variety, involves high price-to-earnings ratios on companies with thin revenues. What Goldman describes is different. Companies with real earnings and real market positions carrying projections that have become disconnected from sustainable growth rates. If the estimates are wrong, stocks look expensive at current multiples, even without nosebleed valuations. The second warning is more immediately actionable. Goldman flagged over $100 billion in leveraged semiconductor swap positions, still exposed to forced selling, following what the bank described as the largest hedge fund deleveraging wave in 3 years. The mechanics are straightforward and dangerous. A fund receives a margin call, sells its most liquid holdings to cover. Those sales push prices down, triggering more margin calls, generating more forced selling. Goldman's point is that the deleveraging wave was not a clean reset. Significant overhang remains. The Electronic Arts deal closing today at $55 billion, the largest leveraged buyout in history, layers additional complexity onto the sector. The Saudi-led transaction takes a 35-year public company private and loads it with debt at the exact moment the gaming industry is navigating a major transition around AI-generated content. Saudi sovereign wealth is making an aggressive bet on interactive entertainment as a global economic force consistent with Vision 2030's diversification strategy, but the debt structure constrains EA's investment capacity precisely when flexibility would be most valuable. Meta's job arithmetic also drew scrutiny. Mark Zuckerberg claimed that AI work created jobs after the company cut 8,000 employees, arguing that roughly $145 billion in AI infrastructure spending generated economic activity in construction, hardware, energy, and research that exceeded the layoff losses. The aggregate economic argument may be defensible. Employee morale at Meta has reportedly hit historic lows regardless, and the disconnect between CEO framing and internal culture carries its own business risk in turnover, recruitment, and innovation.